Oh man, guys, it's been a rough couple weeks for me. Naomi's been recovering from surgery. If you don't watch the gaming streams, or if you don't pay attention to Twitter, or the community posts, or Discord, or anything really, here's the scoop. Naomi's been recovering from surgery, and I've been the one who's been taking care of her. Meanwhile, the house that I rent is being sold. I'm not in any danger of being evicted. The new landlord just has to kick over the old contract. I've had to deal with people showing up in the house to view it. There were something like 50 people here this past weekend. I've had a very busy past couple of weeks. A whole news cycle has, once again, passed me by. That seems to be a regular occurrence with me. So starting tomorrow, I am going to try to play catch up with some videos. I'm going to talk about the city bike thing, the black guy getting choked in the subway thing, probably going to talk about Mizzy at some point. Right now, it is TikTok Tuesday time. Let's get going, my friends. And thanks for sticking with me, by the way. I do appreciate it. Oh God, starting off strong, Jesus. This is like an environmental thing in the UK. Oh, there goes his phone. Damn. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen these videos before, but there's always, like, environmentalists who just passively get pushed over by random passerby who don't want to deal with this nonsense. It's like, get out of the bus lane! Like, none of them are fighting him, and they could all take him if they wanted. But he's just pissed. He's done with this nonsense. It's like, get out of the bus lane! These people are annoying, dude. You know, I'm not condoning violence, but, like, these people are annoying. They're fucking annoying. I hate this shit. Like, what are they actually doing? They're making random people angry at them. Goddamn. Like, no one's gonna join them now. They haven't inconvenienced anyone, certainly not anybody in power, certainly not anyone that can affect what they want. Like, they're just standing in front of the car. Why? This will just waste more oil because these people still gotta drive around, you know? The fucking entitlement of these activists. You know, I get it. Like, if there's something major going on, there's a massive breakdown of society, you have no choice but to clog up the roads to get your point across because everything else is dysfunctional. I understand. But do you think that we're really there? You think that this nonsense, just walking down a random side street in a city, preventing buses from going through, is that going to help your cause? These people are fucking retarded.
So I met this guy at the gym that I used to go to, and he was hot as F. He was covered in tabs. He was a little bit older than me, because that's how I like it.
Of course.
And then one day I asked if he wanted to make a video. And we got caught out because when we were
You mean a porn video?
Staff member hanging around outside, and we're kind of like, this looks dodgy. And then the next day, the manager went up to him and said there was a handprint on the window in the posing room and wondered if he knew anything about that. Word got out, people watched it, and we literally got banned from our gym.
What? So, I have to assume this is like an OnlyFans thought. She just decided to make a video with a random guy at the gym and had sex in the gym and then got banned from the gym? Remember like a few months ago, there was that one girl who's like, don't look at me in the gym. And that went viral. This is like the inverse of that.
Thrown countless obstacles at me this year, from a school shooting to having idea what life is going to look like after
Jesus,
college.
School shooting.
Supportive Mental Health Awareness Month, I'm partnering with Bior Skincare to strip away the stigma of anxiety.
We want you to get it all out, not only what's in your pores, but most importantly, what's on your mind too.
Oh, my life has come. Oh my God. Dude, I survived a school shooting. Let me try to sell you these nose strips. Thanks for the check. Is that what it takes to get a sponsorship on your channel? Do I gotta go out and survive a shooting? Is that what I gotta do? Thieves try to walk out with a cart full of groceries. One of those looting. Oh my God. They're just walking out. What the fuck? Ladies, what are you doing? I'm actually kind of happy that all this looting and all this like just rampant theft and shoplifting is finally being confronted. Like, you shouldn't be able to do this. These bitches should be locked up. Like, what the fuck, man? Ow, you're hurting me as I try to steal from you. Seriously, like, fuck these bitches, dude. Oh, is she gonna grab the picture? Oh my God. Oh my God, she's gonna hit someone with it. Now it's assault, lady. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck, dude? Jesus. Fuck these people, man. Like, this is actually disgusting.
Damn. Man.
They did it all just for some Gatorade.
They actually got away with it.
Gatorade, man. You need your electrolytes. Man, that book that is sitting there, In Defense of Looting, it keeps calling to me every single TikTok Tuesday. I just keep, it sits there on the shelf taunting me.
I'm an activist teacher here, and I just got done reading a book about racism. And did you guys know that going to the bathroom on the in a toilet and indoor plumbing is actually from white supremacy and colonialism?
This has to be fake.
So when the white colonists saw the indigenous that they were digging holes and going to the bathroom outside,
yeah,
they said that that was more like animals.
It is.
And the white colonists decided to have indoor plumbing
based
and toilets to use the bathroom.
Awesome.
And so I just want you to recognize that whenever you are using a toilet, you're basically paying homage
is this to, real
white supremacy and white colonists.
Okay, that I don't know, my bullshit alarm is tingling. I don't know, my bullshit senses are tingling. That seems like that one might be like a fake. That one might be someone who's like LARPing as a prog or trolling or something. Like, that's a bit too on the nose, you know? I was convinced for the first half of it, but eventually it was like, I don't know. But you know what? If this person actually ended up being a real honest-to-God activist teacher, wouldn't be surprised. This one's got no audio. What the? And she goes to block. Okay, hold on. I gotta play that a couple more times because it's too short. But it looks like there's just they're doing some sort of fetish thing in real life, right? Like IRL. It looks like there's a guy, and then there's it may be a girl, but in like a dog position. And he's got like a leash. There's a racial component here, obviously. And it's at the bus stop. And once the girl in pink notices that it's being recorded, she walks over and blocks it. It's like, why block it? I mean, you're proud enough to be doing this outside. They're clearly fine with it.
Do not bite me.
Oh, another fight video. You know the shoplifting video? Your food, did you pay for it? Well. Yep, it sounds like she didn't pay for it. Yep. Wait. What? You work three... If you're working three jobs, how is it that you don't have enough money to feed your family? You know, three jobs, minimum wage. Even if you're a waitress, you're still making some tips. Working three jobs, you should be able to feed your family. Where's all that money going, lady? In any case, it doesn't excuse stealing. Fuck you. Oh, man. Oh, like mother, like daughter. Holy shit. That's... Oh, my God. Imagine how much stuff that drags up, like how much it tracks. Oh, imagine walking into like a public restroom and just having that thing trail behind you for 20 feet. Jesus. Oh, fuck. Why would you do that? Why would you do that, lady? This is some clown world ass shit.
African people stay here. I have Jamaican people stay here. I have white people stay here. I have Spanish people
stay here. This is a resort?
And I have black Americans stay here. I'm not saying not all black Americans are bad, but the ones that came to my place, I've been nothing but problem. Only two good ones came here, all of them. Fight late at night, not with me, with each other. They're disrespectful, they're entitled, they're unappreciative.
Must be an Airbnb.
That way because America has spoiled them and give them so much free shit, where they think they could come to Jamaica and get the same free shit out here and be nasty about it. I'm not saying all of you are like that, but because of that,
fuck,
I'm not risking my health and my happiness for people. No short-term stay. No short-term stay. It's not going to happen here. I'd rather eat salt and banana and let goats and cows live into my houses than have people come here and stress me. I would not hate my business because of customers.
Man.
A lot of business people are miserable because...
Gotta tell her she's being a racist, guys.
Not this place. I don't want my place. It's drama-free.
You gotta tell her she's being a racist for not wanting black Americans to show up, even though she's black herself. This is one of those things where, like, yeah, she is actually being racist, but she's gained this mindset through repeated exposure to bad experiences by bad black Americans. It's one of those things where I don't approve, but I understand.
And I'm feeling...
What the fuck?
Good.
Oh my God, Justin Trudeau. What the shit is this? Blackface is back on the menu, boys.
Hi, it's me, Patagonia, a real-life homosexual. And today I'm here
I'm now super straight.
We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us. Wow, this is nice.
Why?
We like to call this little tour the Summer of Pride. This Why? Tour has everything. Hiking, community, art, lesbians making art.
You're not one of them though, are you, dude?
Across the nation and celebrated pride across the nation with hundreds of you across the nation. This year we're back again with two new stops. Atlanta, GA. Why? Because you're there. In Salt Lake City, we're coming for you.
Oh my God, the Mormons. The Mormons aren't going to like that.
This year, all these fabulous speakers will be coming from inside this TV to a nature near you. So come outside and celebrate the beautiful LGBTV community.
What does this have to do with nature or the North Face? Like, what the? Man, it really feels like there's finally serious pushback against the rainbow capitalist nonsense. You know, against just the overwhelming rainbow vomit that is the month of June. There's finally pushback. I've been waiting for it for like 5 fucking years. Thank God it's actually happening. All right, my friends, that about does it for me today. I hope you enjoyed the cancer that I have now inflicted upon you. Make sure to get some chemo before we do next week. I will see you guys next time. I love you.